Welcome back to season 2, episode 3 of Flat Foe Philosophy and Facts, yo. Women's History Month Edition. This your boy Jaheim, the American Dream. I chose Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth II is the longest monarch in the British history. Elizabeth was born April 21st, 1926, in London. She is held here by her mother, also named Elizabeth. Her father would later become King George VI. The Queen's first horse was called Peggy. The Queen has owned over 30 corgis in total. The Queen did not need a license to drive. The Queen studied constitutional history and law. Her Majesty carried out more than 21,000 engagements. Flights were canceled over London to ensure quiet during the Queen Elizabeth's funeral.
Hello, my name is Jerome. I chose Venus Williams. Today I will be talking about her career. Venus has won 5 Olympic medals, 1 silver, 4 gold, the most won by any tennis player, male or female, in the open era. Serena ranks 2nd with 4 gold medals. They are a perfect 14-0 in the Grand Slam double finals. Now I will tell you a little about more about herself. Venus Williams was born June 17, 1980. When she went to college, she went to Indiana University East. Her career earnings was $42,403,103. She plays as a professional tennis player. Her height is 6'1". She has been playing for 30 years, 1994 to now. She has won her career singles wins, 816 career wins, and losses, 269. Thank you for listening to me.
My name is Rod. I'm just Serena Williams. Serena Williams was born September 26, 1981, Sacramento, Michigan, U.S. American tennis player, revolutionized woman tennis with her sister. Serena Williams won the U.S. Open at age 17. She went to a fashion school. She attended a fashion school from 2000 to 2003. She won 4 Olympic gold medals. Serena is the only female that has won more than 50 million prize money. He played the Grand Slam, 60 Grand Slam tournaments in his entire career. He's the oldest female player to reach no ranking. She's the oldest female player to reach number one ranking. She went to launch another clogging line in 2019 named Serena. Serena retired in September 2022.
Hi, my name is Hyung-Yuk. Yu Kwan-sang was born on December 16, 1902. Yu Kwan-sun was a Korea independence activist organizer in what we come to be known as March First Independent Movement against Imperial
Japanese
colonial rule of Korea. In South Changchang, the movement was peaceful one by the Korean people against the Japanese rule. On March 1st, 1990, Yu and 4 of her other classmates took to the street a soul of Clyde of Mansai, Long Live Korea. Yu Ansa was taken to prison. She died in prison when she was 18. On September 28th, 1920, after her death, her face was used as a symbol for the Korea rights activists. Thank you.
My name is Carter, and I choose Ruby Bridges for Women's History Month. Ruby Bridges was one of the first African-American children to attend a previously white-only elementary school, William France Elementary, in Louisiana. Many southern restaurants, schools, businesses, and other parts of the community were segregated at the time. So when Ruby Bridges, at the age of 6, walked into school that day, she did so in the face of much opposition. In fact, her mom and U.S. Marshals had to escort her past the shouts and threats from people who did not want her attending. Ruby Bridges became another example of the power children have to stand up for what is right and help bring about change that makes our world a better place. In the decades since she first stepped into that New Orleans school, Ruby Bridges has become a civil rights icon, and she continued her work to create a more open, equal society. It all began when she was a young girl trying to get an education. Many people, both black and white, supported Ruby Bridges and her family. After her father lost a job due to backlash against Ruby, people sent in money to help the family. Ruby Bridges really liked her teacher, Mrs. Henry. They became good friends during that first year at the newly integrated school. On July 15, 2011, Ruby Bridges met President Barack Obama at the White House. Well, viewing the Norman Rockwell painting, he told her, "I think it's fair to say that if it hadn't been for you guys, I might not be here and we wouldn't be looking at this together."
Yeah, we here with Carla La Barba. He's actually going to spit a song for you that the kids have been working on for Women's History Month. We going to do it just like Sway in the morning. We going to drop the beat and he going to spit it. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Whenever that drops, you know the deal. Right here.
Share a swoop. There it is. Born March 25th, 71. First player signed to the NBA with a W in front. On that subject, let's talk some more. Like Mayo, 1/4 times 20, 11, 13, 15, and 17. And multiple times, she was an MVP. Woman's history, there's Betty White. Hair was white. A golden girl, she was almost 100. She was 99. Thank you for being a friend to a lot of lives. Ruby Bridges, she built some bridges. Connected black and white schools. Integration, determination. Opposite of segregation and through time manifestation.
Ooh, that's bars right there, kid. You know what it is. That's Carla La Barba spitting his women's history rap. Y'all can catch the full performance on YouTube.com/FatFlowFactory. Or you can check it out on Instagram.com@FatFlowFactory. PhatFlowFactory. We signing off. Salute.
Hello, my name is Raheem. I chose Harriet Tubman for Women's History. Sometime between 1820 and 1821, Tubman was born into slavery in Buckland, Eastern Maryland. As Araminta Ross, she escaped slavery in 1849, nicknamed Moses. She never lost a single one of the many slaves she guided to freedom. Tubman died at the age of 91 in the home for age she had founded herself and was buried with full military honors at Fort Hill Cemetery in New York in 1913. During the Civil War, she became the first woman to lead an armed military raid in June 1863. She was also a Union scout, spy, and nurse. She was a suffragist who fought for women's rights. She established a nursing home for African Americans on her property in Auburn, New York, only about 45 minutes from our hometown here in Ithaca, New York. Talk about history.
Good afternoon. Today we sit down with the director of GIAC, Dr. Leslyn McBean Claiborne. How are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
First off, I would like to start with asking when and where you were born.
Where I was born? I was born in Guyana. I'll spell it for you. G-U-Y-A-N-A. In South America. That's home for me. And Guyana is also part of the Caribbean. Can I tell you one other thing about Guyana?
Sure.
So Guyana is on the continent of South America. It's on the northern tip of South America. And it is the only English-speaking country in that entire continent.
Wow. That's an interesting fact. And when were you born?
When was I born? Mm-hmm. I was born in 1966. I'm an old girl.
So you're 57 years old.
I will be 57 years old this year.
56.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm 56 currently. In September, I will be 57.
Okay. When did you come to GIAC?
I came to GIAC in 1990.
Wow.
A long time ago. Y'all weren't even born yet.
No, that was 33 years ago. Wait.
33 years ago, I came to GIAC. I came to the U.S., to United States, in 1989. And I came, my first encounter was with GIAC was in 1990.
What position did you start?
I came to GIAC and I was a summer camp counselor.
When did you become the director?
I became the director 6 years ago.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
20...
So, like, when I came, which was about 4 years ago, five years ago, you had just started?
As the director, but I'd been at GIAC before that as the deputy director.
What is a deputy director?
That's the next level of administration. So there's a director and then there's a deputy. You know, like how you have the principal and then you have the assistant or associate principal?
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that was the deputy.
I guess you technically just said the next question. How long have you been the director of this wonderful organization?
The mayor, who is my boss, appointed me as the director of GIAC in 2016.
Okay, wait, that's 6 years ago. That's 7.
Well, technically, because the year kind of just started.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going on 7 years of being the director at GIAC.
Okay. All right. What do you have to say about this beautiful establishment?
What do I have to say about this beautiful establishment? I'm glad that you think it's beautiful, first of all. I love GIAC. It runs in my veins. I love everything we do at GIAC. I describe GIAC to everybody as not just your typical community center, but I describe it as a large, multicultural, social justice community center. And the social justice part is what's really important to me, that we are fighting against oppression, that we look out for people who are marginalized, who are struggling, who need help and support. That's what we do. And I love that about GIAC.
Okay. Lisa?
I also love about GIAC that I get to see people like you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our doors are open and children can come and families can come. And from 4 years old all the way through senior citizens that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I love about GIAC.
Okay. Asa?
What programs do you like and what would you maybe like to see more of?
Oh my gosh, I like all the programs. But I have to admit, my favorite program is the boxing program. The boxing program was the first program. It's GIAC's oldest program. Mm-hmm. It's the first program that came to GIAC when GIAC opened. Mm-hmm. Was the boxing program. So 50 years ago, the boxing program came mm-hmm. to GIAC. And it remains my favorite program. But I love all the other programs because everybody does such great stuff. But I'm a sports nut. I love sports. Right? So soccer, basketball, football. And that's why boxing is one of my favorite things.
Why is no one that is
What would you like to see more of?
What would I like to see more of? I would like to see more activities and programs for teens. Mm-hmm. For the high schoolers, because I feel bad we don't have a lot of space for them. That's why we're building the building next door, so that the teens can have a space and they can have great programs for teens.
Wait, hold on. So what used to be the old basketball court is now the teens thing?
The school basketball court?
No, wait. Was it the one there? The school thing they're wrecking?
Right. Dang, and so the basketball court that was in there, we're going to make it into, it'll be a basketball court still, but we're going to build rooms for the teen program. So that's one thing I'd like to see more of, is more programs for teens. And I would like to see more young people or people who have gone through GIAC programs come back and work for GIAC.
Well, we've already seen Travion and Troy have come back, and Miss Marnie.
Right.
PJ.
PJ.
PJ?
So yeah, when you all grow up, even if you don't move out of this community, you come back and work for GIAC, right? Because you know how fun it was, and you want to bring more fun to the other kids coming behind you.
Okay. All right. And finally, what is GIAC's mission statement?
GIAC's mission statement. It says that the Greater Ithaca Activity Center is a center for all ages, particularly youth and teens. It says that GIAC provides programs and services to help people in their social development, to help people with jobs, especially those who are at risk, to fight against oppression and intimidation, meaning things that are discriminatory, right? To help adults, and to also provide advocacy for people who are basically being taken advantage of, minorities and people being discriminated against.
One more extra question.
Let me tell you more quickly. It also says that GIAC provides programs that are multicultural, educational, and recreational for all ages. And lastly, that we don't do these things alone, that we collaborate with a lot of other community agencies to help us fulfill our mission. That's our mission.
Okay.
Broken down.
I have an extra question.
Sure.
What do the people of GIAC have like power of? Like, what do you have power of? What does the deputy director have power of?
So.
Or what do you lead?
Right. So within GIAC, we set the policies, we set the fees, those are the powers that we have. We decide what programs are going to happen and what are not going to happen. Mm-hmm. If we want to start a new program, we make that decision. Mm-hmm. So staff will say, hey, I want to start a kickboxing program. And so they come to the director or the deputy and say, can we do this? And then we work through, is it something we can do? Is it safe? Are children going to learn something? Our parents going to be happy with it. So we make those policies and we set the rules for how GIAC operates. And we also have the power to determine how much money programs are going to get to carry out those activities.
Okay.
I have an extra question.
Sure.
So maybe it came up to the top of my head. What if, like, In the future, GIAC becomes a school, or would you like it to be the same after
school? I wouldn't like it to be a school. Mm-hmm. I would like it to stay as an after-school program, but it's important that we support children's reading, and not just children, children and adults. It's important that we help with homework and making sure people are getting their school done, because I think after you go to school all day, you need some place to come and just have an outlet that's not school. And so this is a safe space. You know, you get to do fun stuff like podcasts and interviewing. You get to do stuff like, you know, your Fat Flow Factory Raps, which I love, by the way.
Sports,
cooking, all those things. And so dancing. I would want it to stay like this. Only with more activities, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Well, this was fun interviewing you.
Can I ask you all a question?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, sure.
What is one activity or program you would like to see GIAC do that you think we don't do now? Go ahead, Asa. What would you like?
Maybe we could start coding.
Coding?
Or 3D printing.
That is awesome. Coding, 3D printing.
Esports.
You have to tell me what that is. What's gaming. Esports? Gaming?
Gaming. Yeah, gaming.
Is that where you get to play with people who are all over the world and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. There's some games you do that.
Yeah. So have a space where we can have esports happening.
Let me rephrase that. You teach people how to play certain esports games. And at the end, you could have like a big tournament of all of them. That'd be pretty cool.
And for coding at school, we have two. I know two coding programs. There's code.org and there's Microbit.
It's Microbit.
Microbit Make.org. Yeah, that's what.
Microbit.
Yeah, it's like there's this little square. It could be a pet. It communicates with you, and if you could, there's like these wires you could plug into you could plug it into your computer, and you go to the microbitmakecode.org, and you do the coding, and you could put it onto that little square. You could take it off. You go to your files to download it from your computer to that thing, and if you shake it left, it'll be sad or something.
Oh,
or like it'll
shake it right, and it'll be happy.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And it could say sentences to you.
Well, I've written down what you said, because I think those are important ways that we get ideas. And when I meet with staff again, I'll say, guess what? I met with Avi and Asa, and they said two programs they would like to see, or two activities, coding and esports. What do you all think? Can we make it happen?
Ooh.
Right?
Okay. Well, so, I can't wait to hear more about the news about it.
Well, thank you for your input.
You're welcome.
We'll see what they say, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, input and output. That's what I learned in coding.
Yes. Oh.
Input, then the output.
And you get your output. Yes.
That's very good.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you guys for the time. Thank you for interviewing me.
You're welcome.
And what I didn't hear is, what is this interview for? What are you doing with it?
For our podcast.
For your podcast.
Tyler's going to heavily edit it. And then...
And then it'll
go on Spotify.
Oh, sweet!
So you'll be hearing.
So I'll be a star on YouTube.
Spotify.
On Spotify.
Apple Music.
Maybe.
All right. Well, thank you. It was wonderful talking with you all, and thank you for choosing me.
Aye.
And for choosing GIAC. All right. Thank you, guys.
Hit them with your sign offline.
See. Tune in for more Fatful Factory interviews and more episodes about this month, Women's History Month, and what it means.
See you next time.